God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Good evening, friends. My name is Jason Nazarek, your host for the program Live the Truth in Love. Do that not just tonight, but your whole life. Taking a look at cleaning out some debris in your life, as well as getting your mind out of your devices. My name is Jason Nazarek, your host for the program. I so appreciate you being with me here. Tonight, we need to live the truth in love. Stop fearing. We need to look to Almighty God, not to the ways of human beings, but to the ways of Almighty God. I'd like to take a look this evening at 1 Corinthians 15. We'll start there first, friends. 1 Corinthians 15, 19 through 25, and before we get to that, though, friends, Jesus did rise from the dead, and over 500 eyewitness accounts establish the truth of it, something we just cannot overlook. Again, we'll take a look here tonight at 1 Corinthians. Starting in verse 15, I should say chapter 15, losing it tonight, sorry. We're going to take a look at chapter 15 in 1 Corinthians. We'll start in verse 19. We go through 25 at least, possibly more. And I'm going to start just a little bit ahead because it says, if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. Another word for futile is worthless. If Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most to be pitied. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive, but each one in his own order. Christ the first fruits, afterward those who are Christ's at his coming. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom of God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death. So, again, since Jesus did rise from the dead, and we know there are over 500 eyewitness accounts established the truth of it, then these two things are irrefutably true. There is life after death, which means there is purpose beyond this life. And friends, the will to power isn't it. Something else that's irrefutably true. Jesus is verified as God, and everything he taught is both the standard and the purpose for us to live by. In order to be refined, we first need to clear away the debris of our lives, to be purified so that we can be shaped and molded clear to the dirt and particles that keep us from shining. Friends, I encourage you to reflect. Seek to see yourself with, well, real eyes. Sober judgment. In reality. And I encourage you to have God reveal whatever needs to be revealed. Just be, oh, drum roll please. I encourage you to be honest with yourself. Just be honest. I know that can be so very, very difficult, but friends, when we're honest with ourselves and honest with the things that, well, not only are good, but with those things that we struggle with, and we're honest with not only ourselves, but with God, that's when, well, good things can happen. I want to just challenge you tonight to realize and remember, God already knows your heart. He already knows what's in your mind. So you may as well be honest with him. And when he reveals things to you, well, we'll get to that in just a bit. We see in Psalm 139, 23 and 24, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, know my worries, know my fears, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Friends, are you willing to be that open and honest with God? "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my worries, know my fears. Know what I get anxious about. And reveal that to me." Are you that open and upfront to God? Now, to be quite blunt, I know you're shocked. To be quite blunt, many people I know these days are unwilling to do this. Not because they're jerks or mean or are wimps. No, it's called being a human being. Adam and Eve did it. Well, that woman you put here with me, she's the problem. Whoa. God, that serpent you put here made me do it. I'm deflecting the responsibility somewhere else. Proverbs 27:19 says, "As in water, face reflects face, so a man's heart reveals the man." Friends, this is quite honestly why I say all the time, take a good look in the mirror. As in water, face reflects face, so a man's heart reflects the man. Again, that's Proverbs 27:19. And once it's revealed, repent, meaning go the other way. When our reflection reveals impurities, we turn from the things that will lead away from God. I want to share that one more time. When our reflection reveals impurities or godlessness, we turn from the things that will lead away from God. We'll take the wide path that Jesus speaks of in the Sermon on the Mount instead of taking the narrow path. You want to grow close to God? Get on the narrow path. It's not enough to remove impurities. Friends, we need a new pathway. That's God's pathway. To not bring dirt in again. Shared the gospel message here plenty of times. Confess your sin. Ask for repentance. Ask for forgiveness, excuse me. Repent. Repent of your evil ways. Go God's way. Jesus Christ came down in the form of a human baby. He left heaven to come to earth for you and for me to defeat death and give us access to eternal life. Here's some essentials for repenting. Admit that you are lost. Admit it. Express sorrow. Express how wrong you've been. Return to the Father. Believe Jesus. Believe what he's saying to you. Live it out. Do good. Do godly things. Godly ways. Friends, as our impurities rise to the top, we need to seek God to remove them. Please, please, if you haven't listened to much I've said so far, please stay with me here for the next few minutes. One of the big mistakes that people make when they struggle in sinful areas of their lives is they try to fix things themselves. They try to self-will themselves out of it. Now, friends, that doesn't mean we can't make a different choice. But God is the one that will remove it. We need Holy Spirit power. We need Spirit, should say power, from the Holy Spirit. We must look to the Holy Spirit, not to ourselves. Friends, so you're not confused. So many today say, turn inward, look inside yourself. The answer is there. Now, if the Holy Spirit is living inside of you, yes, that's the answer. But if you are not following Christ, if you are not a Christian, the answer is not within you. It is not. You need to turn your life over and surrender to Almighty God. I know that word is just kind of abhorrent today, surrender. I know many struggle with it. But we need to turn our lives over to God. You, dear friend, need to turn your life over to God, allowing God to remove those impurities out of your life. Let's take a look at Psalm 30 tonight. 11 and 12. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Look, let's just be straight up. 2020, 2021 have been pretty much insanity for most people. Many I know have been mourning. Are you ready to have your mourning turned into dancing? Be joyful. Well, I encourage you to, well, clean out the debris, allowing God to clean it out. Reflect, repent, remove. Allow God to remove that mourning so he can turn it into dancing. It goes on to say, you've put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Dear friends, this is just one verse in the Bible of why we call this program Do Not Keep Silent. Verse 12 states again, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. Do not keep silent. And as it finishes off, O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. You want to dig more into that? Check out Psalm 103, 11, and 12. Got a couple fast cats here for us. When I come back, I'll talk about rearranging, the importance of rearranging our lives when we come back. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dzurek.
We see in Acts 2 that it says, Now all who believed were together and had all things in common and sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as everyone had need. Well, today I'd like to challenge you, dear listener, with having a biblical worldview mindset instead of having a mindset that's a secular humanistic worldview. You see, the choice really is yours to make. Are you putting your hope and trust and faith in a broken and what I will call a slave-making system? Or are you putting your faith and hope and trust in Almighty God? God and his people, you know, the church. As you can hear from that text I shared earlier, the biblical answer is to look to God Almighty and his people. To dig more into this idea, go read my blog post titled, There is a Better Way, Almighty God's Way, today.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dzurek.
We see in Romans 13 that everyone should be subject to the governing authorities and that God is the one who establishes authorities. So in the United States of America, who are the servants or who are the subjects? Well, friends, when I was in middle school and high school, even though I didn't listen very well at times, I was taught that being elected to serve the people of this nation was the ultimate act of service for our country. Friends, in our form of government, those elected to governmental office, well, they're the subjects too. We the people. If you'd like to dig more into this idea, go check out our blog post titled, Who Are the Governing Authorities in the USA Today?
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Find out much more about the ministry there. We are a nonprofit 501c3 organization. You can donate online. You can support the ministry through your financial gifts, as well as we really appreciate your prayers. You can stay connected with the ministry by submitting a form there for us so we can contact you, let you know what's going on with the ministry. I'd like to direct you to a resource we have there. It's titled God is Good, Reflections on the Book of Judges. It was released in May of 2020 by our author and blogger, speaker, Katie Erickson. This is a resource that I think is just so important for the times we're finding ourselves in. When you read through the book of Judges, you will start to see things that connect so much to today. For me, it was just eye-opening. Here's just a way to think about it. You know, you ever feel like your life is a cycle of turning away from God, messing up, pleading with God for your rescue, then turning back to him? Well, friends, God's chosen people, the people of Israel, experienced this same cycle many times throughout the book of Judges. It's quite amazing. I'd encourage you to join our author, Katie Erickson, on this journey through the ups and downs and life lessons that the people of Israel learned throughout this period and see how these lessons apply to your life as a follower of Jesus Christ today in these times we're finding ourselves in. This resource is available in paperback and Kindle. Again, God is Good, Reflections on the Book of Judges, written by Katie Erickson. Appreciate you being with me here for the program. If you'd like to find out more about the ministry, go to worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. As I wrap up our time here regarding cleaning out debris and living our life for God in all that we do, a reminder on steps for purifying. We need to reflect and see ourselves with reality. Sober judgment, and to have God reveal whatever he needs to reveal to us. We need to repent. When our reflection reveals impurities, we need to turn from the things that will lead us away from God. Again, remember, Almighty God is the one that does the removing, not you, not me. The beautiful thing is, God has given us his word to show us how to live God's ways, so we can begin to choose to take a different path, the narrow path that Jesus Christ speaks of in the book of Matthew and the Sermon on the Mount. God, again, will remove these impurities. Let God remove them. Again, a huge mistake that people make when they struggle in sinful areas of their lives is they try to fix things themselves. Friends, it just doesn't work out. We need Holy Spirit power to overcome. And lastly, rearrange. Repenting may take a rearranging of our lives, a reordering and different choices that we need to make. I encourage you to take a look at 1 Corinthians 14:33 to dig more into that idea. Right now, though, let's take a look at the book of Colossians. We'll be in chapter 2. So Colossians 2 is what we'll take a look at today. Regarding rearranging, Colossians 2:20 states this. Therefore, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to regulations? Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which all concern things which perish with the using, according to the commandments and doctrines of men. Again, we need to go see why the therefore is, why is it, what's it there for, as Katie tells us. Verse 16, so let no one judge you in food or in drink or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbaths, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ. Let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility in worship of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom all the body, nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments, grows with the increase that is from God. Therefore, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to regulations? Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which all concern things which perish with the using, according to the commandments and doctrines of men. Again, friends, legalism is not the answer. We need to find our way in Christ and live out Christ's way. Christ's ways. So many of us move to tradition and get away from looking at what God's word really says. Friends, judgment, division, and warning, I should say warring, exists among the people. Jesus said, have received his unity and peace. Why is that? What excuses do we really expect to stay standing before God's scrutiny? Friends, if you don't wrestle with that question daily, then perhaps relativism is already at the core of your thinking. And your efforts have become the will to power for a future tyranny. Friends, I do encourage you to go take some time. Read Zechariah 13:9 tonight. 1 Corinthians 15:19 through 25 as well. Yeah, my name is Jason Dezurek, your host for the program. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. You can also find our parent mystery, Worldview Warriors, at worldviewwarriors.org. We do thank you for all of your prayer support, financial support for this nonprofit 501c3 organization. Again, thank you so much for being with me here. My name is Jason Dezurek, your host for the program and president of Worldview Warriors. And I'll see you next time you go out and make today great.
I'm not a pushover. I'm not a pushover. You don't know me now. You don't know me now. I'm not a pushover. I'm not a push. You don't know.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I will play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.